Chulin Peches Mishnah Hei. Kevas Nochri Vishel Nevela Harezu Asura. Here we have to explain a few points. The keva is one of the internal organs, a stomach of an animal. That's not what we're talking about when the Mishnah says Kevas Nochri. What we're talking about is not the stomach itself. We're talking about something that's generally in the stomach of an animal. One of the things that an animal could have is a baby calf drinks from the mother. So inside her stomach will be chelev hakorush, will be curdled milk that's in the stomach of a behemoth that was shechted. So when it's in the stomach of a behemoth that's shechted, it's kosher. The nekuda over here is that it's coming from a place that's awesome. The Mishnah says kevas nochri vishel nevel. It's not clear what kevas nochri is. Because it belongs to a guy that's an iser. So the Gemara explains you have to read this as one phrase. Kevas nochri, it was shechted by a guy, or it didn't have shechit at all, vishel nevel, and therefore it became nevel. I.e., we have over here cholov that's korush, in the stomach of a behemoth, which is a nevela. The Mishnah says, Harezu Asura. Now, the milk itself came from the mother. The mother is still alive. The mother is not a nevela. The vlad, the calf, is a nevela. So why does the milk that's coming from the mother become awesome? We'll see soon that milk that comes from a behemoth that's trefa is trefa. But over here, the milk came from a behemoth ksher. And the answer is this line of the Mishnah holds that the cholov, that korush, becomes part of the animal in which it's housed, and becomes part of the animal. If this animal is a nevela, then the cholov, shebesoicha, is also a nevela. So this line of the Mishnah, which we'll see soon, is shaloika halacha, holds that cholov, that korush, betech, the stomach of an animal, becomes part of the animal. Now, we have to add something else also. The next din of the Mishnah, hamaymid ba'or shel keva ksheru. Maimid refers to the process of making cheese. It's called givun, or it's called being maimid. Maimid means you take something that's soft, that doesn't have a texture, and you maimid it that should become hard. So this is what happens. They take milk, not pure milk, but they take milk that's inside the stomach of an animal, and they put in something that has chemicals that's maimid it, and it turns into cheese. So what they did was, they were maimid with the oil of a keva kshera. Im yesh b'nois in tam, if the piece of oil that was put into the oil of a keva, because it has digestive juices, has enzymes that could also be maimid, could be megavin. One takes a piece of skin and puts it in a barrel of milk, and with that the milk turns into gvina. So if he's maimed with the oil of the keva, and there's the taste of the meat in the milk, im yesh b'nois in tam, so then it's asura. Why is it al bas b'chol? And that's why the Mishnah is here, because this halacha is halacha bas b'chol. Now, what's interesting over here is that this is the halacha when it's a behema, when it's a oil shel keva ksheru. What would be if a person would be maimed by oil of a nevela? So there the poskim bring out that any time something is a taruvis, where the thing that's osur is not necessarily nikr b'taymai, but it's nikr mitzad the texture, mitzad the preservation of the zach, that's called a maimid. And a maimid is called, it's nikr, it's not bottle, not because it's tasteable, because it's noticeable. What makes it noticeable? When you take this keva and you put it in milk, even if it's a small piece of keva, if it has enough enzymes and it turns the milk into cheese, it's nicker on your zach, the process and the improvement that's made by the nevelo. So that would be awesome. So why is that not true over here? Why does it have to be benois in tam? The answer is very partial. When it's a keva of an or nevelo, so there that's nevelo, that's koyach hamodas nevelo in a taruvis, that's the issa that we're talking about. However, if we're talking about basar in cholov, basar in cholov is not iser beheter, it's not osal to bliya. It's also if it's benois in tam, because then it's derech bishul, like we've learned before, that the process of echod b'shishim by basar in cholov is not the regular taruvis with less than an amount of asers. It's a vod, because it's not, if it doesn't have a tam, it's not basar in cholov. So over here as well, if the tam of the or shel kevak sher is not nikr,
So then it'll be mutu, because it's not possible cholo. Now we go weiter, and the next chelik of the Mishnah is going to be so to the first chelik of the Mishnah. Ksheru sheyonkom in atreifo, kevaso asuro. The ksheru, calf that's kosher, that nursed, that took in milk in its stomach from a behemoth that's treifo. The mother is a treifa. We know the mother is a treifa. The mother fell. The mother was shot. Mother's a treifa. Treifa is also. Birds that are treifa, their eggs are kosher. And the milk of a cow that's a treifa is also also. Hayotzim not treifa. Treifa. Mishnah b'chayres. That being said, the milk that comes out of the treifa, which was fed to the calf, is macholos asuros. Kevoso asura, the milk that's in the stomach, is also. Treifa, shenyonko minakshera. However, a calf, which is treifa, that fed from a mother, which is kosher, the milk inside its stomach, kevoso, we're referring to the milk that's in its stomach, muteres, why? Because it has nothing to do with the calf. It's in its stomach. Neshekonus bimeeho. So this last two dinim is a direct contradiction to the first din, where we said that anything that's in the stomach of an animal which is a nevela, a dead animal which is a nevela, is also. Why is it also? Because it's part of the animal. Here we're saying, no. You have to look at the source of the milk. It doesn't make a difference where it's housed, what the container of the milk is. You have to look at the source of the milk. Why would the Mishnah be soisu itself minei ubei? The Mefarshim, based on a long shtichel gemara, base themselves on a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, in the second parak in Avodah Zarah, where there's a discussion between Tanoim, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shmuel, what is the reason why Chazal asked Gvinos Anochim? What's the problem with Gvinos Anochim? So the discussion over there is that maybe the reason why there is a Gvinos Anochim is because they were Mamidin as a Gvino, they did this process of being Maimid the Gvino with Chol of Korosh. Chol of Korosh, the same way we said that the skin of the stomach of the behemoth has enzymes. Also, this curd that's in the stomach, the way it's gathered in the stomach of the animal before it's digested, also has these enzymes from the stomach of the mother. And therefore, it also has a koyach. What they would do is they would take Chol of Korosh and they would put it into fresh milk. And that itself would turn the milk, would be maimed the milk into gvino. So there was a chash, the Mishnah says, Shitsa Bishua was that every gvina that comes from a goy, you have to be choshish, that the koyach ha-maimid of the gvina was cholov korush that was found in the stomach of a nevela. That means you're assuming that cholov korush that's in the stomach of a nevela is also. And we're saying lefi maskana, that's mutter. So the Mishnah over there is choyzer. Bishua himself was choyzer on this taina, and it was maskim to Rabbi Shmuel that holds this not also, the way we just explained. And there's another reason why Gvinas Nochem are also. And the reason is because they were maimed the cholov not with chol of korosh shebetoch keves nevela, but with or of keves nevela. And that maimed would be also. Mamish, the way we just explained in our Mishnah. Lemaisa, the way we just explained the Mishnah, even milk that's in the stomach of an animal, even though we don't look at it as part of the animal, but we don't look at it as tzoya balma. We look at it as milk. And it's milk that comes from the mother. So Lamaisa, the way we just explained the Mishnah is Shittas Rashi. The Rav brings a long Arichus, where Rashi says that I had a Havamina of saying that Lefim Maskana Samishna Cholov Animtza Kosh Bor Akeva is not also at all. Why? Because milk that's curdled in the stomach of an animal does not have a din of not Bosa, not Cholov, it's not Oichel. What is it? What's called Beloshon Chazal Pir Shabalm. It's like soya in the stomach of an animal. Nothing, it's not my call. So milk that could be used, and that's not also. Rashi is doicha that because Lamaisa the Mishnah says, but it's not that way. Ksherish yonkum and a treifa, kevaso asura. So you see that the milk is called milk that came from a treifa. It's not soy balmi even when it's in the stomach of the calf that nursed that milk into its stomach. This is the way Rashi explains the Mishnah. The Rif, he brings it, and this is why Rashi says, I had it sad not that way, v'toya yisi, and he explains the maskona the way we just explained. The Rif holds not that way, and the Rif holds that no. The maskona being doicha the reish of the Mishnah is that milk that's be kevash obeim is bechlal not machol sasuras. Not because it's not part of the nevel, it's not oichel. So it's not machol sasuras at all, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah of treifa shiyonka menak shera. And then you're going to have to be matchik that ksherish yonkam natreva Kevos Asur is still going according to the ratio, which is not Gishmak. Normally, the way to read the Mishnah is the way Rash says it. The first sentence is a sentence, then the Mishnah goes Vaita. The last two, which sound like they're one din, opposites, that is Muzber Lufi de Maskona. That's telling the Machlok Stanoim and Avay Dizar, the way we just explained. Okay, that's the din of this Mishnah. Mishnah Vov. Choymer Bechelev mi Bedam, Vechoymer Midam mi Bechelev. Two Yisurim of parts of the Behemoth that are also. We had the previous perek, which was perek Gid Anosha. Now we have Chelev and Dam. Chelev and Dam have an interessante tzushtal to each other. They're both in Pashas Tzav as chalokim of a behemoth that were put on the mizbech. And the Torah says they're put on the mizbech; they're not for human consumption. So, mele, both of them are yisurim. They have certain similarities that they're both osur, but there are differences also. There are chomrim in one that the other doesn't have. Chomer b'chelev, the chumris of chelev is. This is not legabe macholos asuris, but it's a chelik of the behema that has hakrova. So any behema that's a carbon, not only an oila, which is kule oila, ala mezbech, but even a shlomim where the other chalokim were eaten, but the chelik that's achilas gavoya is shaykh to hegdish umoilin boy. If somebody would take a shtikel chelik from a carbon oila or from a carbon shlomim and use it to make a candle, to rub on a wound, to sell it, he'd be moil. The chayav in olav, he'll be chayav koris, because the Torah says in Parshas Tzav that the einish for eating chaylev is koris. Not only that, but he'll be chayav mishum pigel nois of a tummy. It's a chaylik of a carbon, and he'll be chayav koris also if the oivid was mefagol the carbon. So then it's chal in a din chiv chorus, like we learned by Rikus and Zvachim and Menachas. Noiser, if it's left over after his man Tzvefer. Tomei, if he's a Tomei, and he ate from Kotchim Tayim, if he had a shtikel chelev that's supposed to go ala mizbeach, and he's in a state of tumma, all these have Rachman son Nisr chorus. Masha'en kein badom, dam, there's a gzeres hakosuv that does not have the dinim that we just mentioned. Even though the dam is really the spitz of the carbon, the ritzui, the kapara of a carbon is totally in the dam, not in the chelev. The avodas hadam was done properly. We learned in Zvachim, if they do the shchit kabbalah elochas vika properly, and all the chelev went lost, yotzi dechavosi. There's no achilas mizbech, but there's ritzui, there's kapara. Afilohochi, dam has a bazunder exes akos of the rab brings over here. The pasuk says, v'ani nisativ lochem ala mizbech v'chapel nafshei seichem. Because I'll learn. V'anin esativ lochem, I've given it to you, ala mizbeach. Kilu, the rationale is that the dam of a carbon was given to the bala carbon to use in the service of creating his kapara. The chelev is not mechaper. The chelev is achilas mizbeach. That's not shaykh to person. So no, that's a chelik of the carbon. The yeshbo emila. It's like a momen hegdish, like the kodshim mizbeach. The dam is nosativ lochem, the Torah says. So there's no nana. That's one din. Another din is that an oichel dam, which is part of a korban, that's nasa pigel, the chiyuv koris, that's in that, the boss of the behemoth, the chel of the behemoth, like we just learned, is not on the dam. If somebody would drink of the dam of a behemoth mufugelas, he'd be over on an issa dam, he would not be over on an issa pigel. Why is that? Pigel is only shayich. We learned by Rikus and Zvachim Menachas, the lumpness of pigel is that the matir, the machshov is a machshov of the matir, discusses by Rikus over there, and it has to be chal b'shas the matir, and it's chal the isa chorus, the chefza of chorus, of pigel, is chal on a niter. It has to be chal the dvorim hamutorim al yedei matir, for instance, the basar of the carbon with the chelev. Those are both mutorim. And the matir is the dam, the zrikas adam ala mizbech is matir, the achilas odom and the achilas mizbech. Masha'enkein, when we're talking about the dam itself is the matir. The dam being the matir doesn't have the effect that the matir has, that it shafts the chaloy shem pigel in the mutar. That's the pshat in this din. We also don't consider dam like boso tome, like boso that if a tome eats, he's chai b'aynish chorus. It also doesn't have the din of noiser. Chazal actually learned that from the same pasuk that we mentioned before. V'anin esat lachal ha-mizbeach, l'chapel nafshe sechev, ki adom hu b'nefesh yechapet. The dom is mitzumtzim, that its job, its role, is lechaper. Doesn't go al hamizbech separately. It doesn't have all the other isurim that we have. So if somebody would drink dam of a korban, is even it's a dam. Now, the nafkaminian that is vast, because we paskin, came out all the Rishonim. The Rambam paskin is not that way, but is a das yochid, that dam mevushul is not osur midderaisa. The dam that's osur, the dam first of all that has koros is only dam nefesh that comes out with the shechita. The rest of the dam that's inside the animal is not a chiv koros, it's a lesser chiv. The reason why we make malicha is because we're getting rid of that dam. The dam nefesh, maybe if you get rid of that chelik of the hamen, the dam nefesh is there, but otherwise the rest of a cut of an animal doesn't have dam nefesh, it only has dam tamtis. However, the dam tamtis is also awesome in the raisa. But since the Torah worded the issa dam in terms of that it goes on a mizbeach, dam that's nizbashel is also possible in zrikas mizbeach. So Mela does not have the din of zrikas adam. It does not have the din of issa koros of dam. That being said, what would be if somebody would drink dam of a korban that was nizbashel? He wouldn't be even issa deraisa. He's not even on the pigel nois of a tome. The koros of dam is also not koros mevushel. Masha'enkin by chelev, none of those limitations exist. Now the Mishnah says, v'choymen b'adam, dam has a chumer of its own. Sh'adam noig b'behem echai v'oiv, it's noig in any of the bali chai, not dagim, important. Fish blood is not also. Once you wash it away, but it's not also. Dam of a behem echai v'oiv, they're all also, ben t'meim ben t'hoirim, v'chelev en en noig ela b'behem t'hoirim b'lvad. There is no nesinas chelev ala mizbeach by an oiv. A chayev v'shteitzach, there's no such thing as a chayev ala mizbeach. So the Torah's context is only that which you put on the mizbeach, which is only behemah, not chayev. You could ask that dam of a chayev is also never put on the mizbeach, but then we understand that dam is all the same thing. So well, the miut, I think Gemara brings miutim also. Gemara has a klal prado klal to tell you that anything which has some type of Shaykhis, Tahir, Tmeir, Behem, Chai, Voiv, but not Shkotzim, Ramosim, not Dogim, and not Chagovim. Certainly not Dama Odom, the Gemara says that also. That's also not me.